to give all the glory and praise unto our God in heaven, Lord Jesus Christ.
他的姓氏是 永永远远, 是这样的信实诚实。
And he is faithful and he is eternal.
我们每一个人信主 都是从, 大部分都是从恩典进门的。
Every one of us, when we have believed in the Lord, we have entered through the mercy gate.
意思说有些人因为没有平安, 有魔鬼附身, 有邪灵工作, 结果奉主的名, 撒旦赶走得平安啊。
Which means that perhaps some of us, because we did not have peace in our heart, we did not, or perhaps there were some illnesses or some different demons, and so we had been saved by God.
是亲自看到，亲眼看到。 这个神的能力,神的同在的。
That we have personally witnessed and seen the abidance of God.
那有一些人是因为一些病啦,祷告医治啦,这样来相信的。
Perhaps some people came to believe because they were ill and then they were cured, so they came to believe.
我家信主是比较特别。
For my family, when we came to believe, it was a bit more special.
因为一句圣经的话,圣经的那一句话就让我们信主了。
It was actually because of one Bible verse that allow us to come to believe.
当时是没有看到什么神迹啊, 什么病得医治啊, 什么魔鬼, 都没有这些事情。
We didn't really see any demons or any illnesses or any miracles.
真的是神的拣选啊。
It was truly to be chosen by the
Lord. 因为要一个, 在50年代, 要一个老人家, 很迷信的老人家来信耶稣, 那是很不可能的事情。
During the 50s, for an elderly person who was very superstitious to come to believe, this was very difficult.
我婆婆公公都是很虔诚、很迷信的佛教、道教徒、道教。
My parents-in-law were very fervent and devout Taoist grandparents.
那虔诚到什么程度呢？
How devout were they?
婆婆每天早上很早就开始烧香，那个香要烧到完，全家人才可以吃早餐。
My grandmother would burn up a stick of incense, and we would have to wait until the incense has stopped burning. Then the whole family could have breakfast.
有些孩子啊、孙啊在吵啊都不可以。
We wouldn't allow any fighting from the children.
今天如果你这样做，没有人要理你了。
If you do this the same today, no one's going to care.
当时哦，是社会就是这样很孝敬、尊敬长辈的，他们很有权威的，讲话很有权柄的。
But this was a society at the time when filial piety was very emphasized, and there was a lot of authority.
哪有像现在的孩子啊？我们讲一句，他讲你十句。
Not like the kids today, that if you just rebuke them with one phrase, they'll speak back with 10.
这样迷信的人是怎么样信主呢？
And so how did a superstitious person like this believe in the Lord?
我们来看这一句话是什么话。
Let's look at what this phrase was.
请大家翻开约伯记22章。
Let's look at Job chapter 22.
21节。
Job 22 verse 21.
约伯记22章21节, 这里说, 你要认识神,就得平安,福气也必临到你。 哈利路亚。
Verse 21 says, Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace, thereby good will come to you. Hallelujah.
当时，那我们教会有位老传道、老工人呐，他骑脚车去传福音。
There was an elder preacher, and he was very old, but he would ride the bicycle to go preach the gospel.
他从他的家骑脚车到我们那边大概十几公里啊，到17、18公里这么远的地方。
From his house, he would have to ride the bicycle for at least 17 or 18 miles.
当时看到我的婆婆在门口乘凉啊，在那边坐那边乘凉啊。
And he noticed my grandmother at the time was just resting outside.
他远远就说：“阿神啊！” 今天神的恩典哦，要临到你的家呀。
And from far away, he realized, and he was shouting out that today the blessing of God shall come to your house.
我婆婆听到神的恩典要临到我的家，那当然很高兴，很兴奋呐。
When my grandmother heard this, that the grace of God is going to come upon my family, she was very joyful.
就起来大喊一句话说：“我家这么穷，这么多痛苦的事。” 神的恩典怎么样临到我家呀？
So she stood up and said, My family is so poor. There are so many difficult things we have at home. How can this blessing come to us?
这个传道人就停在我婆婆的面前说，第一句话，你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
And so as soon as the preacher had come to in front of the, my grandmother, then he said to her, Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace, thereby good will come to you.
感谢神，就因为这一句话。
And thank God it was just because of this phrase.
哦，你要认识神。
You need to acquaint yourself with God.
这是人生很重要的问题。
This is a very important task.
我们今天认识很多东西，什么这个知道，那个知道，就不认识神，不知道神。
We know many things in the world today, but many people do not know God.
你说我们真正认识了这位独一的天上的真神哦，然后就怎么样？ 就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Once we have acquainted ourselves with the true God in heaven, then we will have peace.
老实讲，平安跟福气是我们人生中最基本的、最基本的一种生活的要求。
Peace and blessings are just two of the basic requirements that we have in our life.
没有平安，叫我们怎样生活呀，兄弟
？If there is no peace, then how can we live, brothers and sisters?
无论信神的人也好，不信神的人也好，大家都想要得平安，都要想得福气嘛，对不对
？Whether we believe in God or not, we all want to have peace and to have blessings.
有平安，有福气，我们的生活才可以好好的生活啊。
If we have peace and blessings, then we can live a good life.
有福气，我们才可以去享受生活那种福气呀。
If we have blessings, then we can enjoy the benefits of.
这讲起来，这两件事，平安福气，不是什么奢求的那种高要求的事情，不是。
And these two are not very high requirements.
啊，这是我们人生活应当基本要有的。
These are just basic requirements that we want in our life.
可是你看，我们今天的许多人在生活上多痛苦。But
we know that there are many people in this world who are living very
有很多钱，有很多这个，有很多学问，没有平安。
And very sad lives and very burdensome lives, and there is no peace in their
life. 总之，感谢神，就是这一句话了哈。
And so, thank God, it is because of this phrase.
那因为时间关系，我就讲重点，讲见证就好了。
Because of time, so I'll just stick with to the testimonies.
那我的家。就我婆婆的家就当做聚会所，在家庭聚会。
So then, my grandmother's house became a place where people would have family service.
然后信徒越来越多了哈，就要开始把这个家奉献给神，把这个家奉献给神来做聚会所、祈祷所。
And there were more and more people who were attending the family services. So then she had offered up this house as a place as a house of worship.
然后安排灵恩会了，好像今天这样的，这两天这样的灵恩会。
And then they also arranged for spiritual convocation.
问题就是在我家那个乡村啊，那个地方已经差不多到两个多月到三个月没有下过雨，一滴雨都没有。
But the problem was that there was a drought in my village at the time, and there were about two to three months without rain.
每户家庭都有水井啊，水井知道吗？
Every family had a well.
水井的水都干枯了，没有水了。
But the wells had been dry and there was no water.
那些牛羊也死了，鸡鸭也死了。
And the livestock were dying.
啊，那些田地种田种稻的都裂开，土地都干裂了。农作物所有都死光了。
The crops and the lands had cracks in the earth because there was no water.
那是很可怕、很痛苦的事情来的。
And it was a very frightening thing.
再降下去哈，人要生存下去都难呐。
So to continue to live in this kind of situation is very difficult.
当时他们要拿水哈，要到森林的河那边，森林那边有一条河，去那边挑水出来。
So at the time, if they wanted to have water, they would have to go deep into the woods to
find the river. 而且森林没有路啊，没有说你可以啊骑车啊什么什么骑摩托车骑什么骑，没有路了，用走路的。
There wasn't easy.Or paved out path to walk towards.
然后挑出来森林的旁边，才用脚车用机车这样载回家。
To walk into the forest, so you had to make sure to be careful, and then you had to ride the motorcycle.
然后那个河水也没有下雨嘛，三个多月越来越少了，有些黄黄的泥水变成黄黄的泥水。
Because there is no rain for 2 to 3 months, so even the river was starting to run dry, and it even started to have yellowish color.
那么我们那个村那边有村长啊，就召集所有的村人哦来。拜天公、
so、
求雨。
The leader of the village had decided to gather all the villagers and to gather together to worship to the heavens.
那时他有几家哈，三两家是信耶稣的，真耶稣教会的信徒。
To pray for rain, and in among that village, there were 2 or 3 families who had.
也没有外教会哦，只有真耶稣教会的信徒，没有外教会，就是两家到三家。
There were only believers of the true Jewish church, and there was no other Christian church there.
因为我家是第一个信主的，就是那个你要认识神，第一个信主。
My family was the first in that village to believe in the Lord.
那么那天、哦、村民所有村民在家门口、哦、就摆一个小小的桌子，烧香啦、祭品啦、水果啦，大家一起跪了，一直求雨啊，天空下雨啊，天空下雨，求雨。
So on that day, the entire village, most of the village, they had put out of their house, they had offerings, different foods and different incense in order to offer to the gods.
我们这两三家的教会的信徒没有参加了。
But
当然不可以参加。
For us, because we were believers, and so the 2 or 3 families, we were not able to participate.
受很多苦，受很多毁谤，受很多责备了，很痛苦。
And so we had to suffer much criticism.
都是你们害的，你们信耶稣的人害的。
The people were yelling at us and saying that it was all because of you.
你们就是得罪啊天公啊
！This is all your fault because you have offended heaven.
去跑去拜羊教啊，去崇洋啊，去拜外国神啊，美国神啊
！You're worshiping a foreign god. You're worshiping an American god.
哦，当时他们的观念，基督教是西方的嘛，他们的观念。
Because at the time, the concept was that Christ belonged to the Western society.
搞到今天就是因为你们呐、啊、
！And so they said this was all your fault.
你能做什么？只能够默默的安静了、哦。
So what can you do? You can only remain silent.
你再跟他们吵起来，他们会打你啊。
Because if you keep yelling,
因为罪名，因为是我们害成的呀。
You might actually get into a physical fight.
他们是这样说的。
And so for them, they were blaming you.
所以我跟你讲，如果不是神拣选呢，谁要信耶稣？在那个时候，五十年代，不是现在，你知道吗
？This was in the 50s. So if it wasn't God choosing us, then who would truly want to go believe in him?
又没有神迹奇事，这样就一句话信圣经的话就信了，没有神迹奇事，那时了。
There were at that time there were many signs and miracles, so it's just because of this phrase that we believe.
真的不容易啊。
So it's very hard.
那婆婆也是跪下来祷告。
And so my grandmother also knelt down to pray.
主耶稣啊，求你下雨啊。
And said, Lord Jesus, please rain.
我们多两天就是灵恩会啦。
In 2 days' time, we're going to
have spiritual convocation. 而且有外地的信徒哦，弟兄姐妹已经到我的家了，要参加灵恩会已经来了。
And there are already members who had come from afar, and they are at my home.
其实我们全家人都在祷告。
And our entire family was praying.
哦，天天都在祷告。
Every day we were praying.
就那一天的时候呢，婆婆就跪下来祷告，祷告完她就去躺在 要去睡觉。
On that particular day, then my grandmother had prayed, and then when she had finished, she was going to go to sleep.
她说主啊，你是啊。掌管宇宙的神，你是创造宇宙的神。
And she said, Lord, you are the God who has created heaven and earth.
当日你叫以利亚哦，祷告求下雨，雨就降下来。
In the past, when Elijah had prayed for the rain, then the rain had fallen down.
你现在也是可以这样。
You can also do this now.
我们祷告，你降雨下来。
So we pray and we hope that you will make the rain
fall. 祷告完就去睡。
So after she prayed, then she went to sleep.
她刚刚躺下来。
As soon as she had lied down,
忽然间听到很大很大的响声，打雷的声音，很大声。
All of a sudden, she had heard really loud sounds of thunder.
整个村人都被惊醒了。
The entire village had been woken up.
全部跑出来看了。
And they all came outside to see.
到底发生什么事呀？
What had happened?
打雷是不是要下雨呀？
Does thunder mean that it's going to rain?
但那个又不像下雨的情形啊。
But then it didn't seem like the kind of weather for rain.
雷声过后没有雨，也没有天空还是晴晴的。
There were sounds of thunder, but then it was still a clear sky.
后来大家就注意到，就发现到有一种声音哦，形容不到的一种声音哦，有声音从很远很远的地方一直往我们这个村里来。
And then everyone realized that there was a sound that was unfamiliar to them, and it was starting to come closer to the village.
再注意听哦，这个声音是从地底下来的，从地底下一直来的，从很远的地方这样来的。
This sound was from very far away, from under the ground.
他就站在那边听哦。
So everyone stood there to listen.
到底这个是什么来的呀
？What is this and where is this from?
响声过后就有这种声音过来。
After the sounds of the thunder, then there was this other noise.
然后这个声音呢，一直往我们的家里面冲过来啊。
And then this noise was coming closer and closer to my home.
那个声音从地底经过我们的家门口。
That sound passed through the front of the
door. 然后从我们的家门口进入到我们的客厅。
And through the front door, then came to our living room.
从我们的客厅进入到我们的厨房。
From our living room, then went to the kitchen.
我父母亲啊，他们就是跟着声音跑啊，看到底是什么来的呀。
So my parents were running after the noise and wanted to see where it came from.
然后这个声音跑到水井那边去了。
And then the noise then now moved to the well.
大家都往水井看了。
And so everyone looked to the well.
你知道是什么事吗？
Do you know what happened?
那个水井的水哦。一直涌上来啊，一直涌上来。
The water from the well kept on coming out.
非常的汹涌快速，很快很快。不是说慢慢慢慢一点点哦，很快的哟。
It was bursting forth and it was at a very fast pace.
这是我的婆婆，她怕哦，一直这样涌下来不会停哦，房子会被它淹掉了。
My grandmother became a little bit worried that if this water had come higher and higher.
因为当时的乡下都贫穷，屋子都是用木头做的，都是哦。怕淹被淹起来了。
So my grandmother was afraid that our house would also be destroyed because at the time the houses were made of wood.
我就跪下来说：“主耶稣啊，够了！主耶稣够了！”
So then knelt down and said, "Lord Jesus, it's enough."
很奇妙，一讲够了，那水就停了。
And miraculously, as soon as they had said enough, then
一直涌上来的水就停了。
The water that had been pouring out all of a sudden stopped.
刚刚好离开那个井口大概一寸左右，小小一寸这样而已，就满出来溢出来。
If it had been running for a little bit more, then it would have overrun the well.
Hallelujah.
So hallelujah.
这是在我们家里面一个很大的神迹。
This is a very great miracle in my home.
那从这个神迹当中呢，我们来思考几件事情。
From this miracle, we can look at a few things.
哦，特别今天有慕道者在这里。
Especially since we have some true seeker.
第一，从这里我们看到我们神的智慧。
First is we can see the wisdom of God.
神的智慧高过我们人的智慧。
The wisdom of God is greater than the wisdom
of man. 我们人要怎样拿到水
？As men, how can we find water?
你一定要下雨。
You need rain.
你不下雨，不见风，不见雨，怎么样有水呢
？If there is no rain, there is no wind at all. How can you see any water?
又没有自来水，又没有那种大的蓄水池。
At the time, we didn't have we didn't have water.
唯一的方法要拿到水就是天空下雨，一定是这样。
So at the time, the only way to have water was to wait for the rain.
神说， 这方法不好。
But God said this is not a good way.
我有我的方法。
I have my own method.
不要下雨，怎么会拿到水呢？
If there is no rain, how could water come?
这个就是神的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of God.
如果那天真的神祷告，我们祷告求下雨。
If at that time truly we prayed and then it rained.
那神主耶稣就得不到荣耀了。
Then Lord Jesus would not be glorified.
因为刚刚我跟你讲，那村民很同心的，全村人来拜天空求雨呀。
Because I just told you that most of the almost everyone from the village had gathered together to pray.
那如果真的下雨哦，那个是他们求天空，天空感动了，不是你耶稣啊， so, 是我们拜天空啊。
If it truly rained, then that would have meant that the villagers would think it was because their gods in heaven had answered their prayers.
真神一定得不到荣耀的。
Then the true God would not receive glory.
所以神知道神的智慧啊。
And so God knows this, and this is His wisdom.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时我们就要这样教我们祷告，一定要这样哦。你不要强，神有他的方法，神有他的带领，交托给他。
So brothers and sisters, if many times when you pray, you only think that things need to be a certain way, then that's not necessarily true.
第二，从这个神迹中，我们看到主耶稣真神是宇宙的主宰，宇宙的创造者。
The second is that we know God is the one who controls and has authority over the entire universe.
他吩咐水，吩咐风，吩咐火，宇宙的一切都要听命神的话，神的命令。
He has power over water. He has power over everything, and everything that he speaks to.
大响声啊，其实就是神的命令啊，神在发出他的命令。
That loud noise was just the command from God.
他吩咐那个从很远地方的水，你到这里来，到那个信耶稣的家里面去。
God can command the water to go from one place and to flow to another house.
神在发出他的指令啊，那是一种命令来的。
God has sent out His command.
在圣经也有很多大响声发生的事情。
In the Bible, there are many recordings about the great sound.
神说要有就有。
Whatever God says, then it will happen.
神命令就立，那个话语是一种权柄，他一讲就是权柄。
Whatever God commanded, whatever He spoke,
他叫风住了吧，静了吧，风浪就要平静。
It has authority, and whenever God tells the winds to stop, then they will stop.
所以那些门徒说，这个人到底是谁啊？
And then when the disciples had wondered who was this person,
跟耶稣这么久了，看耶稣生活一起很久了，突然间他们说这个人是谁呀？
Because the people who had been following Lord Jesus for so long, they were wondering who is this man.
连风和海都听他。
That even the winds and the waves will listen to him.
耶稣是这个宇宙的主宰啊。
Lord Jesus is the one who controls the universe.
他一吩咐一命令，谁敢不听啊？风雨创造被创造物，谁敢不听呢？
Whatever commands he gives out, then who wouldn't listen to him?
圣经也很多响声，圣灵降下来。
And the Bible, there are also many recordings about the sound when the Holy Spirit came down.
摩西要复活的时候，也是发生大响声，神发出他的命令。
That in the end times,
死人要复活。
When Lord Jesus comes again with judgment, then the dead shall also resurrect.
这种很多在圣经。
There are many recordings in the Bible.
那个捕到153条大鱼的，也是神下命令的。
Or when they had captured over 100 fishes, that was also from the command.
你们这些鱼到那边去。
When Lord Jesus has said for the fish to go
into the boat. 小鱼不要来，大鱼来，小鱼走开。
Go away, small fish.
是不是？
But the greater fish could enter the boats.
哪里有在浅海捕鱼捕到大鱼的？浅海来的呀，兄弟，你看好来呀，那个圣经。
So typically, if we just look at the Bible recording, we can tell it's very difficult for the fish to go into the boats.
彼得他们都是捕鱼高手啊，他不知道哪里有鱼，哪里没鱼咩？
Peter,
他不知道咩？
Peter and his brother, they're fishermen. Of course, they knew where they could actually find more fish.
其实是神叫你来，来一个命令，来。
It was because God had called out this command for the fish to come.
这次在我们家中发生的就是神吩咐那个水来。
And this is what had happened to my family.
这是看到神的权柄，主耶稣是宇宙的主宰，主耶稣的权柄。
We can see the authority of God.
第三点呢？
Third,
我们看到这些水啊，宇宙都顺服主耶稣的话，顺服。
We can see submission.
那个水可以准确无误的就到我们的家里。
The water was very accurate and precise and could only flow to our house.
它不会走错的。
It would not go to a wrong direction.
如果他走到隔壁去了，没了。
If the water had traveled to anywhere else, then it would stop flowing.
那个天公拜偶像的时候，他的神灵了。
Then maybe
耶稣没了。
Whoever were worshiping the heavens would say that their gods had won.
水走，要到我家的时候走歪了，又到另一个地方去了，没了。
Or if the water had gone anywhere else, then it would have missed our house.
这些水都很顺服，宇宙万物都顺服神。
The water and the creation of God are submissive.
绝对照神的方照神所讲的命令去做，是那个信耶稣的，你不能走错。
If we absolutely follow the commands of God and we always follow God, then there is no way that we will deviate from the path.
第四个。
Fourth.
最后那个水不是很满吗？一直涌上来吗？
The water was very full.
婆婆祷告说停。
So then my grandmother prayed and said, stop.
主耶稣啊，够了。
And said, Lord Jesus, it is enough.
他就停了。
And then it stopped.
这是神迹中的另一个神迹啊。
This is another miracle that God had performed.
你不信哦，你现在去开水龙头啊，去开啊。
If you don't believe, then you can go and to.
然后你的水满了吧，哈。
Turn on the faucet, and then once.
够了，够了，停啊！叫你停，够了，已经够了，你没有听到没？够了。
If you go scream at the faucet and tell the faucet to stop running water.
请问他会停吗
？Is it going to stop?
今天下雨了，一直下雨。
Or today if it's raining.
哦，你的孩子，你的宝贝孙要出门了、啊。
Your children
要去玩啊，要去迪士尼啊。
Your children or your grandchildren they want to go outside to play.
够了，主耶稣，哦，神啊，够了，不要下雨啊。你去喊啊、
If you tell God, you scream at the sky and say, please, it's enough, stop raining.
他会停吗
Will the rain stop?
可是我们祷告
But when we pray,
主耶稣啊，够了
Lord Jesus, it's enough.
够了就够了
Whatever it's enough,
他就会停啊
then, then it will stop.
这是神迹中的另一个神迹啊
This is a miracle within a miracle.
真的是活生生的见证
And this is a living testimony.
那这个见证呢，原来在旧约时代几千年也曾经发生过。
And the Old Testament time, even thousands of years ago, this already happened.
以前圣经讲的神迹，原来在我们今天的信仰当中一样活现出来。
The miracle that have been mentioned in the past are still happening today.
以前旧约的神也就是今天的神，今天的神也就是那个旧约的神，神是不改变的，就是那一位。
Because God is the same God from the Old Testament and today, and He does not change.
无论经过多少千年、万年、亿年，神就是神啊。
No matter how many years have passed, and God is God.
请看这个《列王记下》第三章。
Let's get Second Kings.
啊，《列王记下》第三章。
Second Kings chapter three.
啊，我要讲这个不见风、不见雨的神迹。
This is the miracle that had to do when they couldn't see any rain or water.
列王记下三章。
Second Kings chapter three.
好，我们来读这个十六节。
Verse 16.
他便说，神如此说，你们要在这谷中满处挖沟，因为神如此说，你们虽不见风不见雨，这谷必满了水。使你们和牲畜有水喝，然后读二十节。
Verse 20.
次日早晨，约在献祭的时候，有水从以东而来，遍地就满了水。这个是在以利沙时代的一个神迹。
This was a miracle at the time of Elisha.
我们信徒大家都很了解这个背景。
As believers, a lot of us are familiar with this background.
可是几位慕道者可能没有看过这个情形。
But perhaps some of our friends are not familiar with.
那就是三个王联合起来要去攻打摩亚王。
There were three kings at the time who were going to attack the king of Moab.
他们走到旷野的时候迷路了。
When they went to the wilderness, they became lost.
而且水都喝光了。
And the water had run out.
那他们就去找水啊。
So they went to look for water.
到处找都没水。
They couldn't find water anywhere.
在旷野迷路又没有水喝，你会死人的。
If you were lost in the wilderness and you don't have water, you will die.
不用打仗，还没有上战场就已经死了。
Even before
打什么仗呀
？You enter the battlefield and you will die.
请你注意哦，三个王带着三个军队哦。
So if you notice, there are three kings, which means there are three armies.
不是十几、一百个人、两百个人去找水啊。
It's not just one or 200 people going to look for water.
每个王都有他的军队啊。
Because every king has its own
整个军队都在去找水啊。
All the armies were looking for water.
不是去打仗啊，去找水啊。
Not even to enter the battlefield, but just to look for water.
都找不到了。
And no one could find water.
没有就是没有。
If there was none, then there was none.
又没有下雨。
There was no rain.
怎么办
？So what happened?
祷告了啊，去求先知了。
To just ask the prophet for help.
以利沙先知就对他们说。
And so prophet Elisha told them.
你们要到处挖沟。
You need to
find. 挖沟挖深它。
You need to make ditches.
挖沟来做什么？就是要储水的。
What are the ditches for? It's to save the water.
你们不见风不见雨，你们一定会看到这个谷中满了水。
You shall not see wind nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled
with water. 你在讲神话故事吗？
Is this just a myth?
你在骗小孩子吗？
Are you trying to lie to the child?
这些都是君王来的，都是见过世面的人，都是出生入死打仗的人来的。
These were kings and these were soldiers who had experience.
没有下雨，我们到处都找水都找不到了，还叫我们挖沟？你开玩笑呀？
If there is no rain and we already cannot find water, are you joking that we are
你们虽然不见风不见雨，一定会满，这个谷中的水一定会满起来。
You shall not see wind nor shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
神的允许。
This is the promise of God.
二十节。
Verse 20.
第二天早晨，有水从以东而来，遍地满的水。
Now it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered that suddenly water came by way of Edom.
这个是当时在圣经里面的一个神迹。
This was a miracle at the time.
已经几千年了，离开我们今天。
It has been thousands of years from today.
但今天我刚才讲的见证是今天的事情，是现代的事情。
But today, that same testimony that I just shared happened today.
不见风，不见雨，怎么会有水呀？
That if there was no wind and there was no rain, how could there be water?
这就是神迹。
And this is called a miracle.
神同在，神的恩典。
Because God abided and there was.
我们的神，主耶稣真的是宇宙的主宰，宇宙的神。
And truly, our God is the God of.
我们信仰不是靠嘴巴一直讲一直讲，真的有神迹，真的有见证，真的有体验，真的亲眼看到。
Of the universe, and we are believing in our faith. It's not just speaking words, but we have truly seen and experienced these miracles and signs.
那个村人，许多人都来这个井里拿水呀。
And then many people from the village came over to this well
for water. 许多人被感动了。
There are many people who were moved.
你们的耶稣是神啊。
Your Jesus is God.
当然也有一些人不信的。
Of course, there were also some who did not believe.
这个有什么了不起？
They thought there is nothing so special about this.
这些水都是地下水前来的呀。
This water is just water that came from underground.
对不对？
Is this true?
没错，是地下水前。
Yes, this is the water that came from underground.
它的地下水前是怎样来的？
But how did the water come from underground?
如果这里有地下水前哦，这个村里哦，已经就有水井水涌上来嘛，大家的水井都会有水嘛。水井就是靠地下水前的水井。
If there are natural reservoirs underground, then all of the wells would have been filled.
都没了。
But all of the wells.
神是叫别处远方的地下水哦，水泉，叫它从远方调水过来，运水过来。我们说运水。
Had all of the wells over there, however, had been dry, and so because God had told the water from afar to come over.
这种从北水南调啊，怎么讲？人做得到吗？人做得到，做得到。
To move the water.
从别的地方调水过来，
人也可以做到。To carry water from one place to another, then people can do this too.
但是人要挖喽，要开始挖喽。
But then people need to start making the decision on their own. And it's a great task to complete.
那种工程要几年呢？多少年呢？
To carry the water like that, it would take years to do.
但是主耶稣不用的呀。
But for Lord Jesus, it's unnecessary.
一句话，水到那边去。
All he needs to do is say one phrase.
信耶稣的家，不要走错。
To tell the water to go from one to another place.
就这么简单，一句话罢了，用话用，砰，那个命令。
Or not even.
就是这样而已，什么都没有做。
Not even say anything, but just with that one command, then and he didn't have to do anything.
所以到这样这么清楚的神迹，不信还是不信，那也没办法了。
And so with a clear miracle like this, if people still did not want to believe, then that is.
可是这些不信的人哦，却来拿水呀，拿耶稣给的水呀。
But these people who did not believe, they still came to fetch the water that Lord Jesus had given them.
我们的神就是这么的慈爱。
But it doesn't matter because
不是说你不信他，他就不给你水；你不信他，他就不祝福你，不是这样。
Our Lord Jesus is that merciful. It's not that just because you don't believe in Him, so that He will not help you.
他说：“神哦，降雨给好人，也给歹人。”哦，太阳光照吧，义人也给不义的人，都一样。
God will let the rain fall and let the sun shine upon the good and the wicked.
我要讲第二个见证。
A second testimony.
第二个见证就是，我们先看这个旧约的一个神迹。
The second testimony, we're going to first look at a miracle in the Old Testament.
那就是索多玛时代，神要毁灭索多玛时代的一件神迹。
Which was a time when God was going to destroy Sodom.
这个神迹发生在罗德的家庭里。
And this was a miracle that had happened to the family of Lot.
请问罗德的家庭要毁灭前发生什么神迹？
Before the destruction, of Lot's family, then what had happened?
请看创世纪十九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 19.
我们读九节到十节。
Verse 9 to 10.
十九章九到十节。
Chapter 19, verse 9 to 10.
众人说：“退去吧。”又说：“这个人来聚集，还想做官呢、啊。现在我们要害你，比害他们更甚啊！”众人就向他拥挤罗德，要攻破房门。第十节。
Verse 10.
只是那恶人伸手出来，将罗德拉进屋子去，把门关上。并且使门外的人无论老少眼都昏迷，他们摸来摸去总寻不着房门。这是一个毁灭前的一个神迹，发生在罗德的家庭。
This was a miracle that happened before the destruction of Sodom in the household.
那些人太恶了，太凶恶了。
Those people were too violent and too wicked.
哦，连客人哈、哦，连这两个客人哈、哦，都要给他们任意妄为，乱搞，给他们乱搞。
That when Lot had the two visitors, they wanted the two visitors, and they wanted to do whatever they will with them.
不可以啊。
But Lot said no.
就是因为这样拒绝他们，他们就把罗德杀死了。
And because Lot was had rejected, then they wanted to kill Lot.
哦，我们这叫害你比害他们更甚啊！就因为这样就把罗德杀死了。
And they said, now we will deal worse with you than with them.
人的心太凶恶。
So the hearts of men were very
天使把罗德拉出来，不用再跟他们讲，不用再跟他们解释，都不用，什么都不用。
And so the angels,
赶快进来。
The angels had pulled Lot into their house and said that you don't have to say anything.
然后把门关起来。
And then close the door.
突然间发生什么事
？All of a sudden, what happened?
男女老少要拥挤那个房子，这里是说拥挤哦，就是要冲进来了。
It said both small and great, the people had wanted to go into the house.
不是排队一个个有秩序的进来哦。
They weren't even lining up. They wanted to rush into the house.
结果他们摸不到这个门呐。
But then they couldn't find the door.
摸不到这个房子呀。
They couldn't find the house.
啊，眼睛就看不到这个房子，手去摸也摸不到啊。
Their eyes became weary and they could not find the door.
这个是一个很不科学的一个事情来的。
This is something that does not seem scientific.
请问这些人眼睛有瞎掉吗
？Were these people actually blind?
眼睛没有瞎掉，为什么看不到这个房子这么大间呢
？If they were not blind, how could they not see that there was a big house?
房子哦，不是一个小小的盒子哦。
And it wasn't a small box. It was
人住在里面的房屋哦。
A house where people lived in.
这么大间看不到呀。
It was such a big house, but they couldn't see it.
好了，就算你看不到了。
Even if you couldn't see it.
用来摸可以吗？用来摸。
So then you should be able to touch it.
看不到也可以摸啊，也摸得到呀。
Even if you couldn't see, then you should be able to use your hands to touch
the door. 神又没有给他眼睛吓到，吓气。
God did not completely make them blind.
神也没有把那个房子变不见，变到第二个地方去。
And God didn't make the house completely disappear or completely move the house.
其实房子还在那边，在原地啊。
The house was right there in the same position.
在原地怎么看不到？
If the house had been in the same position, why couldn't they see it and why couldn't they find it?
这个就是神迹了。
This is a miracle.
你用科学是解释不出的，科学怎么样解释？科学说不可能的。
You can't explain this with science because it's impossible.
所以信仰不是用科学来印证的呀。科学是不能解释，就是科学一定说不可能的。
Faith is not proven with science because science cannot explain faith.
神，人不能，神就可以了。
But even though it's impossible in man, it's possible with God.
科学是人在处理的事情，是人，神啊，他不是人啊，他就可以做到了。
Science is from man, but God is not from man, so God can do this.
我要讲的就是我们家里的第二个神迹。
So what I want to share is the second miracle from my
family. 那就是我们马来西亚，日本占领马来西亚的那段时间。
This was during the time when Japan had invaded and had control over Malaysia.
他占领马来西亚3年0.8个月，然后投降。
And had controlled Malaysia for 3 years and 8 months and then surrendered.
所以我们那边流行一句话，如果你有什么悲伤痛苦哦，哈。
So、
那我们就说三年，你的痛苦3年0.8个月才会解决。
There's a popular phrase that we will say in Malaysia that if anyone is suffering, then we will just tell them just wait for 3 years and 8 months.
日本军很凶恶，
and、
很凶恶。
The Japanese soldiers at the time were very wicked.
进入到村里就是杀人，
Whenever,
这是真的，不是在夸口的。
Wherever they went into the villages, they would just kill people.
那些美丽的姑娘啊，那些妇女就被强暴。
The women were.
那就看他的心情了，他要强暴就强暴，他不强暴就放过你了，就看他的心情了。
And it all depended on the soldiers that if they felt like it, then they would rape the women. But if they didn't, then they didn't.
一般像那些中年人啊，我们的父亲他们那种年龄的，就拿来杀，不然他就抓你，跟他们去服务他们。
And people who were middle-aged, and if they were not killed, then they would be captured and needed to serve the soldiers.
那天那个军队来了，日本军的军队军车来了，很多辆军车。
And on that day, there were many trucks that had
come with soldiers. 他们要到另一个地方去支援战争。
They were going somewhere else to help support the battle.
他们经过我们的村庄就是要补给事物啊。要拿东西啊。
When they passed through our village, they wanted to have some resources and some food.
我的家是开杂货店的咧。
And my family, we had a grocery store.
这个就是他们最需要的米啦、糖啦、油啦、种种用品啦、水果啦、罐头啦，这个作战最要用的东西来的。
So pretty
much, 打仗要用的呀。
Whatever we sold was whatever they needed the most. That included rice, and canned goods and different things.
那个兵一到了。
As soon as the soldiers
他们就下车去冲进去那个村，我们每一个房子里面去破门进去，去抢了。
They left the
trucks. 他不用抢了，就是去拿了，应该说去拿，他根本不用抢呀。
And they left the trucks, and they didn't even have to seem like a robbery. They could just go into places and take whatever they wanted.
村民得到这个消息跑了，我爸爸妈妈都跑了，赶快躲起来，还敢留下来吗
？The villagers were running away, and they were afraid to stay.
真的剩下一些老人而已啊，跟几个小孩啊。
Only some old people and some children left.
我婆婆也是赶快关起门。来跪下来祷告主耶稣啊救我们主耶稣救我们
My grandmother as well she immediately closed the door and then she knelt down to pray
救我们离开这个凶恶 离开这种凶恶的事情。
Please save us from this violence.
凶恶是真的凶恶，他们会杀人、啊。
They are truly very wicked because they would kill.
其实婆婆没有祷告说、啊、保护这些东西不要遗失了、啊，不要给他拿了，没有这样的祷告，就是 保存生命就已经很感谢神了。
My grandmother did not pray for us to be able to keep our belongings and keep the things that we
had. 祷告过后呢，就从
pray for our lives.
从门缝里面去看那些军那些日本兵在干什么。
So after she prayed, then she went to see out of the corners of the store what the soldiers were doing.
一家一家去拿东西，不是抢哦，去拿。
Went to take the things from one house after the other.
因为他不需要抢的。
Because they didn't even need to rob it anymore.
脚车啦，收音机啦，什么米啦，什么东西都拿了，被单啦。
Cars, rice, covers, or anything they wanted,、嗯、they could just take.
我们的家的那个杂货就摆在屋子前面，屋子里面、屋子外面都有啊，罐头啊、椰子啊、米啊。凡是杂物都有了、
All、
还有衣服也有啊鞋子也有啊
All the goods that we had including clothing
就是杂货店就是了
it's a general grocery store so we sold everything that was in and out of the house
应该这个是他们最喜的、哦、哇现成的
These things were all stored outside inside of the house and they were all there ready for them
奇妙的事发生
But something miraculous happened
我们那是一排电物嘛我们的电是在中间电物是在中间然后左右邻舍都是住家物
Our store was right in the middle of the street, and we were surrounded by other houses.
哦，那个一家一家去
It was a line of
去拿了过后呢，到我家的时候，他越过去，越过去，
so,
一个个兵将越过去。
After the soldiers had taken things from all of those neighboring houses,
就是这样走过去了，
then
好像没有这个房子的存在。
They just walked past our store as if it didn't exist.
也没有，好像也没有看到这些东西都没有看到。
As if they didn't see anything that was stored outside.
然后就到隔壁去哈、啊、去抢了。
They were next door to capture all the things.
一直到那些日本兵走了，一车一车的离开了。
All the way until the Japanese soldiers had left with the trucks.
村民全部回来了。
Then the villagers all came back.
看到这个事情看傻掉了，整个。
And they saw this in awe.
什么事情啊
What is this?
为什么日本兵不抢你们的东西，不拿你们的东西啊
Why didn't the Japanese soldiers take your things?
难道我们认识日本兵
Did you know the Japanese soldiers?
跟那个军头有交情
Did you bribe them in any way?
就是有也不可能这样呀
Even if they did, it would be impossible
因为很多军车、啊、不是一辆军车啊，不是一个兵头啊
It wasn't just one soldier or one truck, it was many trucks
也没有这样的事情啦
And that didn't happen
只能够说是神，然后是个真实的见证。
We can only say that this is a true testimony.
就是、回到创世纪十九章，就是这个见证，这个神迹。
Which goes back to Genesis chapter 19, that this was a exact same miracle.
日本军的眼睛没有瞎掉。
The Japanese soldiers were not blinded.
但是他为什么看不到我们的这个杂货店
？But why is that they couldn't see our store?
瞎掉就不会去抢别的人哦。
And because as soon as they left the car,
东西耶稣也没有把它变不见变走掉，也没有，还是在那边。
God didn't allow all the things to be to disappear.
这个就是创世纪十九章的真实神迹。
And so this is a true miracle that was just like Genesis chapter 19.
感谢神啊哈
！Thank God.
我们的信仰是真实的。
Our faith is a true faith.
我再讲一个就结束啊，很简单的。
Share one more simple testimony.
那现在讲大扫除的事情。
Oh,
新年我们叫大扫除、啊。
In the springtime when there's spring cleaning，
在这里美国应该很少庆祝农历新年的吧？
Not,
很少了哈。
Because there's a lot less people here that celebrate Chinese New Year。
还是很看重农历新年的，我们过新年。
In Malaysia, it's still widely celebrated。
还是有这种风俗、这种热情哈、哦，每个家庭几乎都是在大扫除。
There are all these customs and traditions,、啊、and one of the things is to do spring cleaning around Chinese New Year、
啊。那种感觉到哈、哦，有新年的气氛啊，把。房子扫干净，把不要的丢了。
So that you feel like it's a new year.
一种干净，一种干净的一种新的开始。
Because you're cleaning out the old things and you feel like there's a new beginning.
其实这个就是旧约圣经的那个除酵节。
This is actually just like the same festival that's mentioned in the Old Testament.
除酵节跟逾越节是在一起的，连在一起的。
And it's the same that and it corresponds with the Passover.
是犹太人的新年来的逾越节。
And it's just like the New Year of the Jewish people.
要除酵，要扫除干净。
That you need to get rid of the leaven and to make sure everything's clean.
我们中国人的新年跟犹太的逾越节哈，跟除酵很多相似的地方。
So there are actually many. It's very interesting and there are many similarities between the Chinese New Year.
那是我们的是雅啊，那个屋子很高啊，十几尺高啊。
So the houses are very tall.
那个楼梯也是很高啊，拿来借坡的哈。
The stairs were also very high.
我婆婆她这么老的，她爬上去扫蜘蛛网呀。
My grandmother was very old, but she would climb up the stairs
老人家你讲不听的啦,
to get rid of the spider webs. And because she was so much older, so you couldn't even tell her not to do it.
他们都是权威来的, 你讲太多,
because she was full of authority, so if you try to...
只替他担心咯, 一直替他担心咯,
if you try to tell her to stop doing it, she would only yell at you, so you can only worry for her. So as she was sweeping off the spider webs,
那个狗来追猫啊, 外面的狗看到猫追, 那个猫啊,
there was a dog that was chasing after a cat.
结果他这样, 冲过去要去抓那只猫哦, 撞到那个楼梯啊, 我婆婆在那边扫啊。
When the dog was trying to leap at the cat, then as my grandmother was also sweeping the spider webs,
这样倒转哦, 翻下来呢。
My grandmother was on the ladder, and so the ladder had fallen backwards.
我婆婆就抓住楼梯, 这样,
so my grandmother
这样往后倒了,
grabbed onto the ladder and then fell backwards.
哦, 对面有邻居, 对面看到他说, 哎呀, 糟糕了, 喊起来了, 糟糕了。
There were some neighbors who lived right across and said, oh no.
看着那个楼梯这样, 一直这样要到地上, 哦,
they saw the ladder that was falling almost to the ground.
奇迹发生,
but the miracle happened.
那个楼梯, 这样倒下去的,
as the ladder
自动,
was falling,
it 倒回来,
came back.
看傻了, 那个对面那些不信耶稣的人, 看到傻了, 怎么会这样啊?
The neighbors across the street were dumbfounded because
好像是在讲神话故事呢,
this just sounds like a fairy tale.
后来有一个外邦人, 他做见证,
and then there was a Gentile who then
testified.
Why is that the, when the ladder had fallen one way, it came back up?
把楼梯这样扶回去,
he said he had seen someone who was dressed in white and had supported the ladder back up.
那就是天使啊,
and that is an angel.
老人家就砰这样下来的时候严重了，那个后果很严重的。
Because if an elderly person had actually fallen, it would have been very serious. We are the children of God.
一灾难一患难，神看顾保守我们。
And so whatever tribulation happens to us, God will watch over us.
好，扶回去。 So 有惊无险。
The angel had even helped her, so that even though people were afraid for her, but she was okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这些都是真实的见证,
these were all true testimonies,
而且都是外邦人讲的,
and these were spoken by people who did not believe.
有一个白衣人哦, 把他这样推回去,
that there was a person dressed in white that had supported her with, on the ladder.
传道差不多时间了, 好, 感谢主, 一切荣耀归给主耶稣。
Thank God, may all the glory be unto his name.
好, 我们做个, 请传道来, 谢谢你。
感谢主, 我们听了陈传道跟我们讲的非常宝贵的一些见证。
Preacher Chen has shared with us many precious testimonies.
那我们知道说我们神是又真又活的神。
We know that our God is a true and living God.
真的你认识真神啊, 福气跟平安就领导你。
And truly, if you acquaint yourself with God, then good will come to you.
所以我们有一些朋友在这里。
We have some friends here.
借着这些见证啊, 让你对真神有一些初步的认识。
So through these testimonies, maybe you have a beginning understanding of God.
你要进一步的来查考, 去体验他。
And you need to study him more and to experience him more.
这个信仰啊, 道理不只是说讲一讲而已。
And faith in these teachings are not just some words.
我们除了可以听到神的道,
Other than just listening to these teachings from God,
而且我们可以在我们身上啊, 实际去体会到,
we can also experience them.
所以你可以在信仰生活当中啊, 说我们不只是听到啦, 我们也看到啦,
so that in your life of faith, you can say that you have not only heard,
我们也可以亲手去摸到,
and it's something you can always also feel.
因为这叫做生命的道理,
because this is the word of life.
因为神的恩典啊, 就跟信耶稣的人啊，就随着啊来照顾你，看顾你的一生。
Because the grace of God will always follow and help you throughout your life.
说我们信主的人都有很多啊活生生的见证。
So that many believers have many living testimonies.
这个不只是在马来西亚。
This is not just in Malaysia.
就是在台湾。
In Taiwan.
就是我们在美国也有。
Or in the United States.
因为神是无所不在的。
God is everywhere.
他说，照着我们的信心呐， 神的恩典就随着来印证我们所相信的真道。
And so the grace of God will follow us according to the faith that we have.
我们在美国有印了一本见证集，叫做《生命见证集》。
In the United States, we actually have a publication that is called Living Testimonies.
啊，因为有的人说啊，我们听的见证都是别的地方的。
Because some people have said we have heard so many testimonies from other places.
啊，后来教会就把我们在美国、在加拿大发生的一些事情啊。啊、就印成了一本书。
And so we've actually collected testimonies from the U.S. and Canada.
啊，有中文的，有英文的。
It's in Chinese and in English.
啊，那个也是我们在这边呢、啊、发生的一些很多很奇妙的见证。
And it includes many testimonies that have happened.
啊，这些见证啊，这些神的恩典可以啊发生在别人的身上。
These testimonies and blessings can happen to other people.
啊，当然。我们主要有心追求啊，神的恩典同样可以啊印证在我们身上。
But of course, as long as we have the heart to pursue, then the blessings of God can also happen to us.
啊，神是不偏待人的。
Because God does not.
啊，主要我们诚心呐、啊，啊，要追求，要相信他。
God is impartial, and as long as we believe in Him,
啊，同样神的恩典会发生在我们身上，发生在我们的家里。
In the same way, the blessings of God can also happen to us in our family.
啊，过去有一个弟兄啊，听了很多见证。
There was a brother at the time who had listened to many testimonies.
啊，他说啊，这个好像是在神话一样。
And he said these just sound like fairy tales.
啊，他也觉得说啊，这都是发生在别人的身上。
And these all happen to other people.
啊，后来他的太太啊，突然间呐、啊。眼睛看不见呐、啊。
And then all of a sudden, his wife could not see.
啊，在美国，在中国的医生说啊，那个医不好的。
And the doctors in China and America all said that she could not be cured.
啊，他的爸爸妈妈因为在美国这边受洗。
And the parents were baptized here in the United States.
啊，就鼓励他说我们要祷告啊。
So then they were encouraged to pray.
啊，在人没有办法的时候，他就祷告。
And because human power has a limit.
啊，有一天呐、啊，他的。太太叫他先生说读圣经给他听，因为他看不见。
And one day, because the wife was blind, so she asked her husband to read.
那先生就把圣经打开。
So he opened the Bible.
啊，他问他太太说要读右边还读左边
？And he asked his wife, which side does he want her? Does she want him to read?
他说读右边呐、啊。
And so she said, read the side on the right.
啊，右边一读啊，是一个生来瞎眼的。
As soon as he read, it was actually about a person who was blind from birth.
啊，结果主耶稣啊，就医好他。
And then Lord Jesus cured him.
啊，他觉得很奇妙，啊，怎么会刚刚读到这样的圣经
？He thought that this was very strange because it just so happened that he read.
啊，爸爸妈妈说啊，主耶稣要医好你哦。
So then his parents said that the parents, Lord Jesus wants to cure.
他说啊，这是2000年的事情啊。
And so he said this is something that happened 2,000 years ago.
啊，现在2000年以后可能有这样的事。
This is 2,000 years later. Is this possible?
啊，但是真的啊，后来主耶稣就医好他的眼睛。
But truly later on, Lord Jesus had healed her eyes.
那、啊、所以他说啊，主耶稣不但让我们呐、啊、这个肉体的眼睛看见了、啊，又恢复了。
And so not only did Lord Jesus allow our physical eyes to recover,
啊，让他属灵的眼睛也看到了。
But even the spiritual eyes could now see.
啊，因为他。觉得说以前听的见证都是好像别人的事情
he felt that all the testimonies he had heard
好像在听故事一样
it was just like listening to stories
啊没想到这些啊神迹发生在他的身上
yeah he did not expect that this would also happen to
让他自己体验到说真的是又真又活的神
so that he could truly experience this true and living God
啊我们只要相信啊主耶稣的恩典啊、主耶稣的各样的能力就会显在我们身上，显在我们的家庭。
And so as long as we believe, then the blessings of God can also come upon our home.
啊，感谢主的恩典哦，愿将一切的荣耀都归给天上的神。
Thank God for His blessings and may all the glory and praise unto
our God. 他说各样的平安、喜乐、福气呀、啊，啊，临到地面上，啊，敬畏神的人。
That all the joy and peace can come upon all of us.
哎，主耶稣的恩典啊，常常跟我们大家同在。
And may the grace of God always abide with us.
啊，我们一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.